Come out from among them, and be ye separate. In tracing the inspired record of the houses of Israel and Judah from the period of their separation under Rehoboam, we can without difficulty recognize the marked distinction between them. The line of kings from Jeroboam to Hosea presents only a dark and sorrowful catalogue of evildoers in the sight of the Lord. We look in vain for an exception. Even Jehu, who manifested so much zeal and energy in the abolition of idolatry, proved, in the sequel, that his heart was far from being right with God. In fact, a dark cloud of idolatry seems to have settled upon the whole house of Israel until they were carried away beyond Babylon and scattered amongst the Gentiles. Not so, however, with Judah. Here we find some happy exceptions, some pleasant rays from that lamp which the Lord so graciously granted in Jerusalem for David his servant's sake. The soul is refreshed by the history of such men as Josiah, Asa, Joash, and Hezekiah, men whose hearts were devoted to the service of the sanctuary, and who therefore exerted a holy influence on their times. It is on the narrative of one of these blessed exceptions that I desire to dwell for a little, trusting the Lord to give instruction and profit in so doing. Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, is introduced to our notice in 2 Chronicles chapter 17. In this chapter, we find God, in his grace, establishing his servant in the kingdom, and the people of God acknowledging him therein. Jehoshaphat's first act was to strengthen himself against Israel. This is worthy of notice. Israel and Israel's king were ever a snare to the heart of Jehoshaphat. But in the opening of his course, in the season of his early freshness, he was able to fortify his kingdom against the power of Israel. Now, one frequently observes this in the history of Christians. The evils which in afterlife prove their greatest snares are those against which there is the greatest watchfulness at first. Most happy is it when the spirit of watchfulness increases with our increasing knowledge of the tendencies and capabilities of our hearts. But this, alas, is not always the way. On the contrary, how frequently do we find Christians of some years standing indulging in things which at first their consciences would have shrunk from? This may seem to be but a growing out of a legal spirit, but should it not rather be viewed as a growing out of a tender and sensitive conscience? It would be sad if the result of more enlarged views were to be a careless spirit or a seared conscience, or if high principles of truth did but tend to render those who were once self-denying and separated self-indulgent, careless, and worldly. But it is not so. To grow in the knowledge of truth is to grow in the knowledge of God, and to grow in the knowledge of God is to grow in practical holiness. The conscience that can let pass without reproof things from which it would formerly have shrunk is, it is much to be feared, instead of being under the action of the truth of God, under the hardening influence of the deceitfulness of sin. The whole scene presented to us, 2 Chronicles chapter 17, is full of interest. Jehoshaphat not only retains the conquests of Asa, his father, but goes on to extend by his personal exertions the interests of his kingdom. All is well ordered. The Lord was with Jehoshaphat because he walked in the first ways of his father David and sought not unto Baalim, but sought to the Lord God of his father and walked in his commandments, and not after the doings of Israel. Therefore the Lord established the kingdom in his hand, and all Judah brought to Jehoshaphat presents, and he had riches and honor in abundance, and his heart was lifted up in the ways of the Lord. Moreover, he took away the high places and groves out of Israel. Here was the true secret of his prosperity. His heart was lifted up in the ways of the Lord. When the heart is thus lifted up, everything goes well. In chapter 18, however, we have a very different state of things. Jehoshaphat's prosperity is used by the devil as a snare for him. Jehoshaphat had riches and honors in abundance and joined affinity with Ahab.